You are standing over Factory Falls on the first of three wooden platforms that overlook the waterfalls of Dingman's Creek. This round platform overlooks Factory Falls on the south side of the creek. There are two interpretive panels on this platform located against the railings on either side of the entrance path. When stepping onto the viewing platform, one panel is on the right side, the other is on the left. The forest here is dominated by mature hemlock trees. The thick forest canopy keeps sunlight from reaching the ground. Only shade-hardy plants like young hemlock trees, rhododendron, and some grasses make up the thin plant life of the forest floor. The ground is fairly flat until you near the creek, where the water has cut deep into the rock, making the terrain around the creek very steep. Behind you, this trail continues to the right to a bridge that crosses the creek above the falls and leads to the second overlooked platform. The panel on the right side of the entrance is a 3-foot by 2-foot horizontal panel with a tan background and begins with text that reads,
"Tree killers. Many forests are changing dramatically. Natural disasters and climate changes, as well as human activities that bring in foreign plants, insects, and diseases, can change forests forever. Chestnut blight was accidentally brought from Asia in the early 1900s. The invasive fungus soon killed over 4 billion American chestnut trees, permanently changing the forest. Today, chestnuts persist as sprouts from old tree stumps throughout their historical range. A different invasive species threatens eastern hemlocks. Hemlock woolly adelgid, an insect originally from Japan, is killing trees and transforming hemlock ecosystems in the eastern United States. Today, scientists are trying to grow disease-resistant chestnuts to replace the dying hemlocks."
Below the text is a map of the eastern United States, highlighting the area American chestnut trees grew throughout the Appalachians from southern Mississippi to northern Maine. The map also shows locations the American chestnut tree has been reintroduced and your current location. It is captioned,
200 million acres were historically home to about 4 billion American chestnuts.
The right side of the panel features a close-up photo of a tree affected by the chestnut blight fungus, with a circular photo of what the blight looks like under a microscope and the caption,
"The chestnut blight fungus forms open sores on the trunk and branches. Eventually, the sores cut off the tree's access to water and nutrients from the soil."
On the left side of the entrance is a 3-foot by 2-foot horizontal panel with a photo of a park employee treating a hemlock tree with a hemlock woolly adelgid infestation. Text on the right of the panel reads,
"Fighting the invaders. This eastern hemlock forest is in danger. The hemlock woolly adelgid, a tiny invasive insect, is killing these towering trees. The insect moves from tree to tree on the wind or by hitching a ride with animals or people. Hemlocks are the foundation of this ecosystem. Without hemlocks, the ravine ecosystem will change dramatically. As the towering hemlocks die, their shady canopy will give way, allowing more sunlight to reach the forest understory. Different plants will grow as the earth warms up and dries out. Fish that thrive in cool water will perish as sunlight warms the stream. Birds that depend on hemlocks for nesting will be gone. To protect the forest, park staff are treating infested trees with insecticides and releasing specialized beetles that eat hemlock woolly adelgids. Staff are also installing fences to keep browsing deer away, removing aggressive invasive plants, and building boardwalks to protect the delicate hemlock roots. You can help by staying on marked trails and using designated picnic areas."
Below the text are two round inset pictures, one of an infested hemlock branch. It is captioned,
"Hemlock woolly adelgid infestations look like wool or cottony puffs on the underside of hemlock branches."
The other photo is a microscopic picture of the invader. It reads,
"Hemlock woolly adelgids inject their piercing mouthparts about 1 millimeter into the tree to suck the sap out. This is about 3 times the body length of a young adelgid."